This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, over the last couple days, I've been talking about a plethora of topics, of course, but namely the cycle of tyrants and nations, and then we were talking about how the effeminate spit against heaven. So let's hit on a couple of those topics. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Would you like to say hi, Steph?
Hello, everyone.
That's it?
Well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty again.
Well, again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our, well, little Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just posted. As a matter of fact, we're putting posts on delay now. Because of the responses that we're getting. And if you'd like to check those out, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook as well. Between the two pages, we're getting, well, I think about 130,000 to 140,000 friends, and the interaction is picking up and it's starting to take over on its own. And that's what we've been working for. So we really appreciate the response. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and then Bradley Dean, double E, on Facebook. You can also go over to my personal page, Bradley Dean. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And the phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. The mic seems a little hot. In saying that, friends, we are turning talk radio into do radio. As you all know, friends, we are across the country. It seems like more than not. We are also showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18, extracted and derived from none other than the captain of our salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, 1 John 3:18. So, folks, you ready for Saturday's show? We got you for the next 2 hours, and you got us for the next 2 hours. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our little Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, and we always want to be led by the Spirit. As the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, we hope that you all had a wonderful 4th of July yesterday, and after all the fireworks...
It was an awesome day.
It was a very good day.
It really, truly was.
Yeah, and so after all the parades, if you went to a parade or fireworks or ate 5 hot dogs, 12 hamburgers, 2 Cokes, and a bunch of potato salad...
And you're talking about someone's family.
That's right. Someone's entire family, I hope you didn't eat that all by yourself.
Because if that was an individual, they would have the audacity to actually order a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi or a Diet Mountain
Dew. That's right, just to go along with it. That's right. But now that the festivities are over and all the pomp and circumstances done for yesterday, you know what you should do today on the 5th of July? You should honor the sacrifice and the veterans and live your life for freedom the same way you did on the 4th of July, celebrating our independence, which many men and women have fought, bled, died, and sacrificed to give us. It was Thomas Jefferson who said, "How little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of and which no other people on earth enjoy."
Amen.
In fact, people from all over the world come to America. Why? Because we have liberty and freedom here that no other country quite like ours they have anywhere else in the world. In fact, it was Patrick Henry who said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And again, Thomas Jefferson said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And, you know, Samuel Adams, that real good fighter for liberty, that rugged rogue who always was, you know, kind of like the, what would you call him, the brawler for liberty,
well, he
maybe?
Was the Sons of Liberty, by the
he
way.
He was the Son of Liberty, yes, but he was kind of a little more, you know, in your face. But he said the
radical.
Truth is, radical,
yeah,
there you
just
go.
Just like our forefathers
that's
were.
Right.
Yeah.
He said the truth is...
Radicals for the truth.
That's right. All might be free, he said, if they valued freedom and defended it as they ought. Thomas Jefferson said, a free people claim their rights as derived from the laws of nature and not as the gift of their chief magistrate. God created us and God created all men equal and all men free. And finally, I'll give you Benjamin Franklin. You know, we always say, oh, Benjamin Franklin wasn't really religious. This is what he said. Signed the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. He said, here is my creed. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe, that he governs it by his providence and that he ought to be worshipped. So let's worship the Lord by our actions in what we do every single day of the week. The creator of the universe, let him give him his due honor and due praise and live our lives according to his precepts.
Here, who said this? Whosoever shall introduce into the public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Let me say it one more time before he answered. By the way, friends, phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Let's see how quick you are. Let's see how smart you are. Let's see how much research you've done. Let's see how much history you know. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Who said that?
Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
That's exactly right. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. When you look at these, you know, oh, these weren't very religious men.
No.
And you look at Thomas Jefferson, how he signed
everything.
No, they look
just like us, godless, yeah. And we hate America, and we want you to think differently of your country, and... Why would we want to do that?
Yeah, just white out everything that they said, their quotes and everything. And
who
how
said this? We have staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Let me say it again. We have staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Who said that?
Mr. James Madison.
That would be the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States. How is that jiving and how is that coinciding with today's philosophy?
It's just, you know, it's just a shame.
I just suggest that if they don't like it, then, you know, we'll buy the ticket and get them out of here.
That's right. You know, those fags are just.
And then when they call
things.
Us, we just won't answer their phone call.
That's right. When they call us from Russia or some other communist, you know, China, anywhere, and say, yeah, I'd like to come back to America. Why? Because you realize all the freedoms and liberties that you had.
Remember all the
God
hate you were spreading and all the division and helping the president actually promulgate domestic insurrection through your stupidities because you think that you've been wrong by the country and our founding forefathers?
That's right.
Fooey on that.
That's right.
That's baloney, friends.
And those people who want to condemn America saying, oh, our founding forefathers are bad people. Hey, listen.
Let them leave.
We'll buy you a one-way ticket to Russia, China, you name it. You can get on out of here and you can see how
we'll help you get on
has.
Out of here.
We'll help
that's
you very, with a quick boot right in the backside.
Yeah, in the keister.
That's right.
A little keister. The day after the 4th of July.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're celebrating our independence and our liberty, and people like you that try to promulgate things against what our foundations were, what our founding forefathers stood for, feel free to leave. Don't
yeah, we'll give you a quick little update on just a little tiny bit of history before we actually get into the topics today concerning the 4th of July. We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. April 18, 1775, John Adams, the president, the second president of the United States, and Mr. John Hancock, founding fathers, friends. That is your history. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail. Where there is pains, to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country, bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Again, friends, the phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, why did we separate from Great Britain? Why did we separate? Because most people say that on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that we separated because of taxation without representation. False. This was only one of 27 grievances given as was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given. Let me show you why 13 colonies, along with 56 leaders and the black regiments, the breakers that went before them, the preachers of the day, cut off from a tyrant named King George. That is the history of Independence Day, throwing off tyranny. That's your history. Greater grievances were 11 times more was abuse of power, representative powers. In other words, they were operating out of the scope of their authority. Abuse of military power, 7 times more. Oh, friends, talking about history repeating itself in the faces of 312 million people who sit down and tolerate this. Abuse of judicial powers, 4 times more often. People in this country actually believe that judges actually rule the roost by the laws that they activate, as they act as a bunch of activists or legislators from the bench. That's not their job. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more often. That's exactly what's going on through this administration today. They are creating domestic insurrection. Read again the Declaration of Independence. Know your history. 3/4 of that documentation, again, friends, is nothing but the usurpations of a tyrant King George over the colonies. And the colonies threw him off. Military power above civilian power. Who's dismantling your military right now, friends? Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. Friends, just keep in mind, everything that you are complaining about today, you are on your dime paying for your own demise if you tolerate this. Yet again, it's one of known today by the American people. Taxation without representation. We care more about our money than we do our freedom. Well, friends, guess what? If you don't have your freedom, it doesn't matter if you have money. What happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s was the new. Doesn't Scripture tell us not to be given over unto those that are given to change?
And we should go to the old path?
That's exactly right, Jeremiah 6:16. Now, friends, listen. New historians began in the 20s, 30s, and 40s to rewrite history through the textbooks. Let's give them a new version of who they are and where they came from, so they don't know where they're going. See, this is exactly what they're trying to do again and again. Friends, nothing new under the sun. That's why Stephanie brought up during the first segment that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. It is. Because you have corrupt individuals constantly trying to usurp their authority. Friends, I have personally seen in the state of Minnesota, there was an individual, a very cool guy. He used to do radio upstairs. He would do radio downstairs. I really liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen how he was running for office not too far from where we're at. Really level-headed, down-to-earth kind of a guy. The minute he won, I kid you negative, before the Lord, the minute he won office, I seen him probably about a month and a half after at the state capitol, and that man had an attitude of a demigod in every sense of the word. He forgot where he came from real quick. These people are dangerous. How empty.
Yeah.
How vile. I mean, how...
That you can be changed that quickly.
That quick.
Lose your principle.
Vanity.
Yeah, you lose your moral principle, your conviction.
Shallow.
Where you came
That's
from.
The word.
Yeah, and of course, if you can go and change in that instance, my goodness, how firm were your foundations to begin with? They weren't there.
Oh, friends, can you imagine that? If this was just a month and a half after he won office, he took on the demigod attitude. He was acting like he was a rock star, friends. He was acting like he was above the people, as if the people work for him now. And now he has finally reached his throne.
Mm-hmm. His status.
Sick. Mm-hmm. It was. These people are dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. What was it that Abraham Lincoln said? He said we're to throw off the men.
Oh, not throughout the Constitution, but the men who pervert the Constitution.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, speaking of tyranny, Thomas Jefferson said this great quote. He said, "Experience hath shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have, in time and by slow operations, perverted it into tyranny. So we need to be careful and watchful of this to make sure that it doesn't happen." And as Thomas Jefferson also said, he said, "All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent."
That's right.
If we see it, yet we do nothing, we're just as guilty as those who do what they do.
We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. We're, again, all ruled by law, friends. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Who better to say that than
Abe
Lincoln?
But the Constitution's not changing.
Love him or hate him, he was right on the money.
That's such a good point, because the Constitution is not changing. It's the men who, quote-unquote, interpret the Constitution and its, quote-unquote, meaning. They're the ones perverting the Constitution.
You mean like change words concerning Article 2 and Article 1, instead of seeing them as thou shalt nots to the government? Thou shalt pervert.
That's right.
The Bill of Rights, so we can, they'll believe us because they're that stupid in the first place. Now, going back to what I was originally saying, friends, what happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, this is in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. New historians began to write history through the textbooks, making money to become the focus. Money was now becoming the focus.
Right.
Okay. How far, friends, have we fallen? But you know what? We don't have to do much. That's all we have to do is pick up the broom, sweep off the foundations, and get back to God's Ten Commandments and throw off man's 10,000. I love that.
Amen to that.
Oh, speaking of which, Samuel Adams and Charles Carroll, two signers of the Declaration, said that religious freedom was the reason that they joined the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In other words, Tyrant King George was interfering with the affairs of the church. By the way, I had someone ask me just recently, so Bradley, what do you think about the Supreme Court ruling on Hobby Lobby? I said they had no business in the affairs of the church. See, the American people believe that they have some business in the church, then guess what?
Then they will put their hands in the business of the church.
They're out of their scope of authority. They have no business there whatsoever, friends, neither in marriage. See, this is why the homosexuals, by the way, are attempting to throw out the judges, because they don't want the judges to make reference to the law that condemns crimes against nature. Their crimes against we the people, first against God. Okay? Now, look at this. Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, the one that the world says in the United States, the atheist, the small minority, the state-run media, that Thomas Jefferson was a deist and he was such a godless man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sure was. As a matter of fact, when you look at what Thomas Jefferson used to sign his name to, he would write on the end of his documentations, he would write, "Within the year of our Lord, Christ, 1804, thus invoking into official government documents none other than no king but King Jesus."
Yeah, he's the guy who also wanted on his tombstone, the founder of religious freedom for Virginia. So when
we were there. If you got the hat, got the t-shirt.
If you want that on your tombstone, that has to mean something of high significance to you to put it on the place where you're going to be buried and rest for the rest of
Of course.
You know,
so there is his history.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And there's his legacy for the American people to see. Now, friends, before we take this quick break, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and talk about the effeminate who spit against heaven. There was four denominations just this last week who actually, well, they said, you know, no to the Word of God, and they said yes to the homosexual lifestyle. I'll share that with you in just a moment. And by the way, friends, the church has no more business changing God's Word than a politician does changing the Constitution.
Amen to that.
Both natural and in the spiritual, friends. A government-backed agenda. I'm going to lay this premise before the break. Chi Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Obama, she said, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance, those that speak out against their lifestyle, are permitted to flourish." Tolerance? Friends, I hope there are those that are listening to me that are finally waking up to what this is all about. As you sympathize with them, do keep in mind they're trying to outlaw your speech against their crimes. Forget it not. So when we come back, that's exactly what we'll do, is we'll talk about the effeminate spitting against heaven. And here we are in America dealing with those that are being used as a political battering ram, as I've always said, and we're seeing it roll out day by day, friends, as, again, the American people stand down. Well, and they feel bad for the victims.
That's right.
And, friends, what are they the victims of? Let me tell you. The law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break. We're again talk about the effeminate who spit against heaven. Oh, by the way, let me finish that. They shall surely fall on their back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, let me say this one more time before we go off on the effeminate spitting towards heaven. Chai Feldblum is an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal, listen friends, Equal, without law. How does that work? Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Obama. Listen to their equality without the reference of law, because that's what they have to do is pull down the law. And that's what this administration is attempting to do day by day. Listen carefully. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance are permitted to flourish. Equality?
And tolerance?
See how that works, friends? And see, we keep talking about these moral issues within the United States and on the outside of our country right now. That's where the real attacks are going on. See, the stuff that we're talking about right now is what this administration is using to upend the Constitution, of course, only to create domestic insurrection. Now, call me crazy again, friends, but I think I've read enough of history to know exactly what I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, I'm going to roll it out for you in just a couple minutes here. But before that, yesterday, I was asked to do a radio program out of Michigan with Charles Butler. He's a black brother from another mother. And he just brought up in conversation, he said, Bradley, he said, the homosexuals are using the blacks to equate their sin to the color of our sin, and they don't like it and they don't approve of it. And I said, I know they don't approve of it. He said, why are they doing it? I said, because the people are allowing them to do it. And even if they don't allow them to do that, you got to understand that you're dealing with a lawless people. They spit against heaven. They're at war with God. I don't see the homosexuals at war with the atheists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them at war with anybody else that's just as lawless as they are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't that interesting, friends? But I said to him, I said, it's not a civil rights issue like the homosexuals are trying to make it out to be. Matter of fact, Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the contents of their, what? Character.
How right on.
What?
How right on.
Especially it is.
Coming from a black man, it makes it all the more powerful because he's saying, listen, you know, and he even went on to say that white power is as dangerous as black power. He wasn't going for what you look like on the outside.
Because it wasn't an issue of color with Martin Luther King Jr. It was an issue
of right and wrong.
That's exactly right. Law.
That's right. What was right, what was wrong, the choices that you make. You don't choose what color skin you're born with. You choose what actions and how you live out your life on a day-to-day basis.
Now, how many times was it that Martin Luther King referenced the Declaration of Independence when he was actually the Declaration of Independence when he was making reference to the law concerning mankind. All men are created equal. Who wrote that document?
Mm-hmm.
I just got to interject.
Yeah,
this.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, that's our founding forefathers wrote the documentation that MLK was using to liberate mankind through law, not without law.
He knew what was in the document. He wanted to cash the check, as he said. Listen, it's already there. We want to act it out officially.
Yeah, yeah. Thaddeus Stevens, during the debate of the 14th Amendment, said, listen carefully, friends, line upon line, precept upon precept, giving you information concerning the civil rights issue that the homosexuals are attempting to use. Stupidity, friends. Thaddeus Stevens said, during the debate of the 14th Amendment, said, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic, Article 4, Section 4, but what rose from merit and conduct. Oh, according to what?
The Word of God.
Law.
That's right.
And who gave that law? Exodus 18:21. God did. Any questions?
This is all making so much sense, but sometimes
it's
simple to understand. I know. Sometimes I think things are just
too
simple for people. You know, it's just too black and too white. There's no room for debate argument, and that makes it just tough for some people.
Let me just put the nail in the coffin here, okay?
All right, I'm ready
concerning
for that nail.
The issue of civil rights, which it is not in any sense of the word, okay? Another point, by the way of inception from the radical gay homosexuals, is contrived another lie, which, again, is in parallel to what we're talking about right now. Matthew Shepard, you know, the hate crimes legislation that was named after Matthew Shepard. James Byrd Jr., who was a black man, who the hate crimes is named after, along with, again, Matthew Shepard, was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas, because of the color of his skin in June of 1998. Three white men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him home to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind him in a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement road after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was literally pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head.
Oh, my goodness.
The murderers drove on for another mile for dumping the rest of his body in front of an African-American cemetery. What does that have to do with homosexuals? Here, let me show you how the homosexual radicals, such as Dan Savage,
mm-hmm.
you know, the guy that's over in...
It Gets Better
you know,
Project.
Gets Better. Mm-hmm. He's attacking the Bible, calling it BS, going into public schools and colleges and basically attacking the Bible for those that will actually tolerate this man that actually wrote a foreword or actually wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. See how they spit against heaven, friends? But interestingly enough, Dan Savage said of his political opposition that they need to be dragged behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. Wait a second. If you defined a hate crime, you just committed a hate crime.
That's right.
Do you see how they contradict themselves every step of the way? This is also the man, friends, Dan Savage, that licks doorknobs to get his opposition sick. He is a sick-minded individual from through and through. By the way, he's been to the White House with President Barack Hussein Obama, who's appointed over 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transvestites to governmental positions in your country. Why would he do that? Well, here, let me just start off with my premise. Any questions, by the way?
No questions at all. I mean, it's pretty clear between the Matthew Shepard, well, I know you're going to go on with that. But
no, I'm not going to go on with that because Matthew Shepard, that had nothing to do. He was coming on to other men,
The
men beat him to death because he was looking for drugs, and then he was making advances towards them.
That's right.
So they beat him up. What does that have to do?
We have to make this clear. I believe that the police officer who was giving the report on what happened said basically these were two bad guys.
Yeah, let me tell you what he said.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben Fritz and a former police detective, the one that beat up Matthew Shepard, one of the lead investigators on the case even told ABC News, of course you're not going to hear this from ABC News, Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it.
Okay, so we have the difference between the three white men, obviously racist, who killed this man just because he was black.
That's right.
Then we have these two punk kids who go after Matthew Shepard. If it wasn't him, it would have been someone else. They didn't do it because of his sexual orientation. They did it because they're bad guys looking for dope and money, and he just happened to be the victim.
And he was making advances towards those two men. By the way, one of them was actually bisexual.
Yeah, so
it's not lining up, friends. Friends, every story that you get from these radical, Romans 1:24, crimes against nature, when you're dealing with these people, you need to understand there's no truth in them.
Find the facts.
There's nothing that they do and say that actually lines up with what the truth is. They always have to pervert it to their means, and this is exactly what we're dealing with. As a matter of fact, if we go to just last week, we witnessed four denominations, not just one, friends, but four denominations, emboldened by this criminal sodomite advocating administration, joining the ranks of the apostate in America. Now, namely, I'm going to give you the names, the United Church of Christ, listen to the numbers, that claims 1 million members with about 5,200 congregations. That's all. The Presbyterian Church USA, the Moravians, who voted to ordain gay clergy, as well as the Pentecostal Church International. Wow. Can you go over to 1 Timothy 4:1 real quick, Steph?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen carefully. J. Bennett Guest, United Church of Christ's first openly gay executive, said that he was being a bold voice for progressive Christianity. Being a bold voice for progressive Christianity that has nothing to do with Christ. See, and this is what happens is Christians get tagged with this kind of garbage. And I also want to say it this way, too. Also keep in mind, where you find fault with a Christian, you have to understand that nobody rebuked religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Now, where does that put your argument? No gainsay, right? Okay. Folks, this J. Bennett Guest, you know, the United Church of Christ's first openly gay church executive, said that he was being a bold voice for progressive Christianity. Has nothing to do with Christ. Folks, this would be like a criminal with a police badge trying to convince everyone that he's upright simply because of his man-made ordained title and badge. There's a lot of bad cops out there, friends, that call themselves good cops, aren't there? Seen a lot of that today. But we also know there's a lot of good cops. And of course, we're talking about the squeaky wheel. Of course, we're talking about the leaving that leaveneth the whole lump. Of course, we're talking about the foxes that spoil the vines here. I understand that. But the bottom line is, friends, is we need to deal with the leaven that's in the lump and remove it. What does 1 Timothy 4:1 say?
It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
So it's a lack of Christianity.
That's right.
They're apostates.
They're imposters.
Totally. They're counterfeit in every sense of the word. How do you know a counterfeit bill?
You study the real one.
That's exactly right. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You got Bradley and Stephanie. 1-866-233-0747. Anytime you want.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. My TV, 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like. Pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Okay, so 1 Timothy 4:1, what did that say, Steph? You imagine if all the radio shows across the country broadcasted this information on a daily basis?
Yeah, and all the pulpits,
rather than
maybe?
Debate in what's your opinion and what is your thoughts and...
Yeah,
we would be grounded, yeah?
That is so true. That's what I love about the Ten Commandments. It says, thou shalt not. There's no, maybe you can at different times.
That's how conservative radio survives. They talk.
And they debate.
That's right.
Gives people something to talk about.
And they debate away what?
Our freedoms.
Yep. Political correctness is nothing more than a bunch of traitors to principles. That's all they are.
That's right. When two men agree, they to compromise, they agree on what they both know is wrong.
That's right.
All right, so 1 Timothy 4:1.
Where'd you get that from?
I got that from you.
Thank you.
I'm an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty.
I wanted to make sure that you were using ostentatious narration.
Oh, definitely. Nothing less for Miss Stephanie.
Okay.
Now, 1 Timothy 4:1.
I almost could call you Abigail.
That would be a compliment. She was amazing.
She was.
She was absolutely amazing. Okay, back to scripture.
I really liked her, too. She's the one that said, all honor lies on the battlefield.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was great.
1 Timothy.
What about John, though?
You keep interrupting me. I'm, you know,
1 Timothy 4:1.
1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And also goes on to say, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Yeah. So they're, well, these people are willfully doing it.
Yeah, willfully.
Okay. Jay Bennett Guest, United Church of Christ, first openly gay church executive, said that he was being a bold voice for progressive Christianity. Folks, this is spitting towards heaven, and rest assured, they, along with whoever tolerates their crimes, will surely fall on their own backs. That's all you have to do, friends, is study the past. Now, when it comes to the issues at hand concerning our culture, we can clearly see that the majority of the professed Christians are guilty of contributing to America's state of moral anarchy because they're lawless preachers, which they so boldly proclaim. False grace. Proven by their support of antinomianism and the effeminate lifestyles that they perpetuate. So therefore, it is very revealing that these churches are coming out and exposing what and who real Christians have always known them to truly be. Counterfeits that open the doors wide to the gates of hell. And listen to me carefully. When I was a little kid, I knew there was something wrong with these people.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid and my mom would make us go to every once in a great while, go to these church camps, I knew there was something wrong with these dudes. They were effeminate. They didn't stand for anything. They were snaky. Oh, just gross. Like, get it off me, right? I knew this as a little kid.
Kids
Maybe
have excellent
that's why the Lord looked at kid,
yeah.
little kids and said, you know what, these are the models of heaven.
That's right.
Because these are the ones out of their mouth will come perfected praise. But interestingly enough, friends, and here's a side note for you. Just again to show you that this isn't nothing new. It reminds me of an evil king named Jeroboam in 1 Kings 12:31, who, listen carefully, made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not the sons of Levi. In other words, these appointed priests by the evil king were ordained or appointed to stand in the place as God's ministers, yet not by God. Yet again, there they were because of an evil king, a man who usurped himself above God and his law. And that tyrant, that evil king, was the one ordaining the priests of the lowest of the people. They weren't there yeah. ordained of God. They were ordained of men, friends.
Just because a man puts you in that position doesn't mean that God ordained you to be there. Just because you wear the badge and say that, listen, I'm this and I'm that. If you're a criminal, like you're going to talk about here, if you're a criminal and you put on the badge of a police officer, you know men by their fruits. God ordains men. Men might put themselves in a position and say they're God ordained.
They do it all the time.
But it doesn't mean that they
are. Many will come in my name. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself.
That's right. And how many imposters do you see out there?
All over the place.
That's right.
1 Kings 13:24 says, "And this became sin unto the house of Jeroboam.
Jeroboam.
Even to cut it off and destroy it from off of the face of the earth."
There you go.
There is the result, friends, when you open the doors and you tolerate their crimes. God already told you what was going to happen is that you're going to be cut off and you'll be destroyed from the face of the earth. That is the history of Sodom and Gomorrah, who was set forth as an example to be what? Use them as an example to show you not to live according to that lifestyle or to tolerate that lifestyle, friends, in any sense of the word.
That's right. They were set as an example for those who should afterward live ungodly. It's like, well, listen, if you want to know what happens if you tempt God and you do the same things that Sodom and Gomorrah did, just look at Scripture.
You're
going to
get the same result.
Exactly.
Yeah, I better stay the course here. Also, if you look in 1 Kings 14, friends, you'll find that the Sodomites were in the land.
You know, I just have to say this real. This is a bunny rabbit trail, but it's a little something. You know, if you look at...
You can just say bunny trail. That's better
okay, well,
than bunny rabbit trail.
Okay, so
because the first thing that pops up in my mind is that bunny that's walking around with those big, tall ears. And you kind of throw me off course a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so sorry. Bunny trail. Okay, yeah. So, you know, Mr. It Gets Better, man. You know, if you think about all these people that are atheists and they hate God, but yet...
They're not atheists. Well, they believe.
Of course, but they're writing a book. You know, he's writing a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. Well, listen, if you
You're talking about Dan Savage.
Yeah, Dan Savage. So if you say, well, I'm going to...
Got to paint the picture.
That's right. If you say... I'm going to write a book called Skipping to Gomorrah, but I don't believe in God and I don't believe in his precepts. Why do you so adamantly fight against him then? If he's supposedly not there and he supposedly doesn't exist, why do you have such an rage in your heart to fight against this
and
thing that's
prove
not even there?
To everybody else that he just doesn't exist?
Yes. I hate the Bible. I hate this. Listen,
well, good for you.
You know, if there's nothing there, if you got the air in front of
you. You don't live for it, it's going to condemn you, my friend.
Yeah, why
and
would
that's
you
your choice.
Why would a person be punching the air if there's supposedly nothing there? You have to punch something that exists. So obviously God has to exist for you to have such oh
well maybe they
want
to be non-existent to be happy then
hey, well there you go
or mean, that's what I would think.
Well, it's just such a stupid thing when you think about it logically. You know, maybe you know, sense-wise.
Can I interject something? This is just, it keeps running through me right now. Maybe she's listening right now. But I remember someone responded to the radio show and said, you know, Sons of Liberty, she goes, I listen to it every day. It's a husband and a wife just talking on the radio. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost, it wasn't demeaning, and I don't think she was really necessarily taking a shot. But I'm just kind of curious because I'm just kind of following the Holy Ghost here. Ma'am, if you're listening right now, I'm just kind of curious, whose country am I talking about? Whose country is Stephanie talking about right now? Is this vain talk or is this foundational talk? Is this important information or is it non?
Is it edifying the listener?
Is it exactly? Is it exhorting you to actually take a stand against what's going on in this country or not?
Or do
that's up to you. Yeah, that's up to you. But I just want to reiterate one thing right now. I'm not talking about a third world country.
No.
I'm talking about what's going on in your country right now. And these are the people, again, that are being used to upend your constitution. It's not just a husband and a wife talking on the radio right now, ma'am. I just want to let you know that. It's not just us here looking for something to do. We're not doing that. Matter of fact, every day of our lives, just to let you know, it breaks in the day. But you know what? We have to put what matters the most first, and that's exactly why we're on the radio today. You matter the most. This country matters the most. And we're reflecting the love that we have for God to you first and foremost by telling you what the problem is. And if you want the answers, then deal with the problems. Just had to say that.
That's right, and we're equipping people. I can't stand it when people just, here's the problem, do nothing about it. Listen, we might say and show you what the problem is. You can do something about it. You should be listening to this radio program as like a troop or a soldier would go back to the barracks, get restocked up, get fed, get ready to go back out to the battlefield again. We're here giving you the information that you need and the tools that you need to be able to make a difference and restore our republic, not change anything.
No.
Restore it back to the old
path. We want to know what our forefathers established without, well, the things that needed to be changed or perfected.
That's right.
That's what we want.
Yeah, that's right.
We want to know what Grandpa and Grandma had. We want to know what they had in the 1800s, the 1900s, because I don't want to take over into the 2000s, and we're here in 2014. I want the rest of the world to see what our forefathers established, and the way to do that is to go back to the foundation.
That's right.
Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Now, friends, what we have to do really quick is we have to take a quick break. We got to come over on the other side on hour two. Now, if you'd like to jump in at any time, you can make this radio show 1-866-233-0747, your radio show. 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to give you this quote really quick, and this is going to put a little salt on your tongue to bring you to the other side. Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher, said this. Listen carefully. This applies to everybody. Boldness enables Christians to forsake all rather than Christ, and to prefer to offend all rather than to offend him.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher, rightly said, boldness enables Christians to forsake all rather than Christ and to prefer to offend all rather than to offend him.
That's right.
In other words, friends, I don't care if it's just me in the Word of God. I, by the grace of God, ain't moving in Jesus' name. Remember what John Knox rightly said? The Scottish Reformer? He's the guy that said God and man is always in the majority. We're going to come back and we're going to finish this off. Jonathan Edwards, again, make it your radio show, 1-866-233-0747. I really am curious to know what your thoughts are up to this point. 1-866-233-0747, pro or con. Be right back.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.